keep on hiding, and I'm bound to keep on riding. I got one more silver dollar, but I'm not gonna let it catch me, no. Not gonna let them catch the midnight rider.
Chris McMichael.
Yeah!
Sports Radio 101.9 FM.
The Fan.
WFAN.
Yes! Say yes, sir! 12:02. As we get our midnight ride underway, 5 hours. I got you till 5 a.m. You know the deal. The warm-up show eventually will come your way, but we got 5 hours. In the meantime, your phone call is 877-337-6666. Romney will be rocking with us. Connor's still here. And let's go. We made it to Friday. The weekend is here. We're waiting. We're waiting. We're waiting for something. I waited all day. I had nothing to do today. I woke up, nothing to do. No games to watch, nothing to do. I played Clue. You know, that's my life. But we wait. We wait. We'll get to the Knicks. We'll get to the Rangers. We'll get to the weekends for the Mets and Yankees. But let's start with the Giants, because we did hear Joe Shane. I had that to do. I got to listen to Joe Shane. And let me tell you something right now. There is nothing more. I mean, you have to be locked in to these GM meetings and press conferences pre-draft, because, whoo. They really, you learn a ton. They really, I mean, they say you should pay attention to everything said, because they're totally honest with you, and everything coming out of their mouths is just, oh, it's pure honesty. And you know exactly where their heads are, and I feel like I have a good idea what they're going to do. I have no idea what they're going to do with the draft, but I can tell you a couple things. One, he seemed pretty pleased at the idea that he's keeping people on their toes. We have no idea what the Giants are going to do, and he loves it. You could tell that right away. But there are some things. While I don't think these GMs, and particularly Joe Shane, who, let's be honest, now this is draft number 3. And I think we are past the honeymoon phase of just being no longer David Gettleman. Like, that is, we are past the idea of, hey, it's not Gettleman. I guess he's great. Oh, look what he did in Buffalo. Oh, he's in cap hell. We got to give him some time, some patience. We have to be ready and understanding and willing to understand that it's going to take some time. Well, now it's been time. This is year number 3 in a league where we see teams come from last place to first place. We've seen it be topsy-turvy. It's time for the Giants, who did have a miraculous year 1 with Joe Shane and Brian Daboll. This is a very important draft for this regime. And it's a very important draft for Joe Shane. And it's time for him, now that he's put, you know, now that you could put aside all the other stuff that goes with Gettleman and all the money he spent and all the different ways they put it and blamed Gettleman. And let's be fair, I mean, there was no issue blaming the previous regime for the failings of the New York Giants. There was never any problem from Joe Shane putting all the blame on the cap space they were in. Like, we got to be honest about where we are. We got to be real about where we are. And that first year and that success didn't change the tone. If you've listened to Joe Shane, he said the same thing about this roster forever, and he's still saying it now, where he's saying, hey, we're not one player away. We're not two players away. He's been saying that forever. And while he's being right, and while I agree with that aspect, that this team isn't one player away, two players away, it's time to start actually starting to feel confident about the New York Giants. And it's time to start to expect some winning with the New York Giants. And this is a big draft for him, yet again at the 6th spot, yet again at the top of the draft. And while I don't think you can glean anything from some of the things he said, like the fact that he's comfortable with the 3 quarterbacks in the room, hogwash. I don't believe that for a second. That's the big one making the rounds, because we all want to talk about the quarterback. That one, when he's talking about how he feels about his team and any kind of idea of what he's going to do in the draft, don't believe a word. And that is the biggest absolute nonsense I've ever heard. The idea that Joe Shane, who at the beginning and was asked the question because in the beginning of the offseason, we need to add a quarterback. If you think Drew Lock is the quarterback the Giants needed to add, and that he feels comfortable with the combination of Drew Lock, who's been a failed starter in the NFL, Tommy DeVito, who he went out of his way to praise and talk about the strides he's made. If you think Tommy DeVito, Drew Lock, and of course Daniel Jones coming off a neck injury, coming off a knee injury, if you think that Joe Shane is comfortable with the quarterback room, I got something to tell you, because there is no way in hell he could be comfortable with this quarterback room. He might be forced to go ahead with it, which is why he'll tell you he's comfortable, but he is not comfortable with the quarterback situation for the New York Giants. Nobody is. That's why every single mock draft, that's why we've been speculating for months. That's why the question is asked, because nobody is comfortable with the Giants quarterback room, nor should they be. And while I think, of course, he has to be prepared to draft another position other than quarterback, and he's talked about the wide receivers, and I think that's pretty much period stop when you get to the New York Giants. They are going to draft a quarterback, or they are going to draft a wide receiver, or they're not drafting sixth. And he also talked about the idea that he's gotten a ton of phone calls from teams looking to trade back, and that there's going to be movement at this draft. And the thing that I also took, if you listen around the league, Elliot Wolf of the New England Patriots, who has the third pick in the NFL draft, quite literally used the term open for business. He's open for business for moving up, moving back, whatever the case may be. And I'm telling you right now, the New York Giants need to trade up to the third spot and get the quarterback they believe in most. That's what this draft has to be. Come Thursday, a week from yesterday, if the Patriots are open for business, which many people have poo-pooed, we have heard a bunch of poo-pooing about the teams at the top of this draft willing to move out. They clearly need a quarterback. They're going to draft a quarterback. Washington's going to draft a quarterback. Obviously, Chicago's going to draft a quarterback. Hell, who knows what's going to happen if 4-5 teams could move up to draft a quarterback. If you want even the likes of J.J. McCarthy, who nobody believes in except the idea that he's been skyrocketing up the draft ever since the week before the combine, and nobody believes in J.J. McCarthy, and they believe this is all just a smokescreen or nonsense, or, I mean, rue the day someone takes J.J. McCarthy at the top of the draft. There is no doubt in my mind that if New England is open to moving that pick, that's exactly what the New York Giants should do. It is time to get the quarterback of the future for this franchise. And I'll tell you, the other telling thing, and it's funny because Marco played it in the open. One of the things that I found interesting, coming from a GM who was an assistant for Bean in Buffalo, who traded up for Josh Allen, and that's, by the way, hello, what got him a job as the GM. That pick and the development of Josh Allen is what brought Buffalo South to the New York Giants. That is why Joe Shane and Brian Daboll are here, because they drafted and developed Josh Allen. But he was asked about the quarterback tax. And he was asked about the idea when you trade up and teams know you are looking for a quarterback, is it more than what you would trade up for another position? Or is there some sort of added value you have to pay when going up and taking a franchise quarterback? And he responded to that question by saying, yes, I believe that's the case. If they know you're going up to take a quarterback, the position is so unique and important that, yes, there's an extra added tax to that trade. And I ask you, there's two ways to look at that. One, you could look at it and say, well, this team is, in his own words, is not two pieces away. They've already traded a second-round pick to get an edge rusher, which a deal we all kind of love at the moment. We'll see how he plays. But, I mean, that's for a team that doesn't have a lot of weapons. For a team that's still struggling at offensive line over the last, 20 years. For a team that defensively could use a lot, is going to be transitioning to a new defense, could use a bunch of pieces, could always use more, very young in the defensive backfield. I mean, for a team that has a lot of needs and holes, well, do I want to pay extra to go get one piece when the GM told me himself we're not one piece away? Seems like a lot, right? Or you could look at it the smart way, the intelligent way, and say, you know what? I wonder why there is an extra tax to trade up for a quarterback. I wonder why. I wonder why teams would ask more of me if I was looking to take a quarterback. I wonder why. Do you know why? Because it is by far, without question, the most important position that sets up your franchise for sustained success in the NFL, unlike any other. And that's why the price is so high. And that's why you're hearing about Minnesota looking to move up. And that's why Joe Shane is getting so many phone calls to trade back from six, because the quarterback position changes your franchise. And I don't care how many holes you have, and I don't care how young the defensive backfield is, and I don't care about your offensive line, and I don't care about any of it. There's no extra tax to trade up and draft a tackle, is there? There's no extra tax to trade up and draft a shutdown corner. There's no extra tax to trade up and draft an edge rusher. Because as good as those players can be and as integral as they are to winning, they aren't the driving force of winning. That's one position. And despite what he continues to tell you, and I'll be the first to admit, he sure does continue to tell you how much faith they have in Daniel Jones. And he downplays the idea that they have buyer's remorse, a report from Rich Eisen a few weeks ago around the combine. And he'll deny that. And the expectation is Daniel Jones to be the starter. And hey, we don't need to draft a quarterback. We're comfortable. We're comfortable with a failed starting quarterback, a guy who's selling pasta sauce, and Daniel Jones, who's coming off two out of the last 3 years needing season-ending surgery. A quarterback whose biggest weapons are his legs. And now I'm afraid every time he gets hit, he'll have a neck problem, and he just blew out his knee. And yet, we're comfortable. They are not comfortable. And if they are comfortable, they're not as intelligent as I thought they were. And if the New England Patriots are open for business, do not allow the Minnesota Vikings, do not allow anybody else to step in and do what you should do. And he talked about the success rate of drafting quarterbacks later in the draft and how it's not very good. Be all in on this. Have conviction in your guy. Call the team that's drafting third who's open for business and trade what you have to and pay the quarterback tax and go get the future of this organization. That's what you do. 877-337-6666. A little bit of draft. We can talk Jets draft too. Is there number 10? And for me, it's very simple for the Jets. It's we didn't hear from Joe Douglas, but it's about making life easy for Aaron Rodgers. Draft, and I think besides the idea that I want the quarterback, the Giants, theoretically, if they are unable to move up to the third pick or find themselves at six and every quarterback they want already off the board, I still think you do play the game that most GMs play and the game that Joe Shane talked about of letting your board decide, and your board will talk to you, as the way Joe Shane puts it. Well, we'll get to a spot, and then the board will talk to us. Well, the board will talk to them and the Ouija board, but you know the Ouija board usually is just some douche who won't stop moving it. Never played Ouija board? I can't take this, kid. Do you don't know the Ouija board reference? Do you know what a Ouija board is, Rami? No, don't Google. Turn on your mic and answer the question.
No, sir.
Oh, my God. How does he not know what a Ouija board is? But
I should stop making faces at you when you say things that I don't know what they are.
I could tell you. Like, what the hell's a Ouija board? Never mind. The board will talk to the Giants because, hey, they're open. Like they said, they have holes everywhere, and they can play the game of drafting at the top of the board. I think if their quarterback is gone, there's almost no doubt it'll be a wide receiver. But still, they're open to almost anything. I think the Jets are in a position where you do not, if the best player on the board is a shutdown corner, I'm not taking it. If the best player on the board is an edge rusher, I'm probably not taking it. I need to make sure this offense is dynamic with Aaron Rodgers. They are in a unique position. The Giants, for me, are drafting for the future. The Jets are drafting for the here and now, and this run with Aaron Rodgers that they've already are too deep in to back out of now. So a little NFL draft as we wait for the playoffs to start this weekend, but we can get into the Knicks, and we will. Jalen Brunson is not only a superstar, but he loves you. And we love the ones who love us. There is no doubt about it. Plus, let me ask you a question. Is there really such a thing as bulletin board material? Is there really extra motivation for a playoff series? We'll get into it. 877-337-6666. Plus, baseball teams will get back in underway and back in action as the Yankees come home to play the Tampa Bay Rays, always a fun series. And the Mets, the hottest team in baseball, Mets, will go to L.A. and take on the Dodgers and Yamamoto later tonight. So we got plenty to get to over the next 5 hours. We start with the NFL draft. We'll get to the playoffs. We'll get to the baseball. We'll throw in some movie stuff as well, as I literally just watched the trailer as I walked in, and we typically do on our five-hour midnight rides. And I have to answer back to this smarty pants who called me a few weeks ago giving me Beatles trivia and tried to make me look stupid. Well, who's stupid now, sir? I come with facts. Let's have some fun over the next 5 hours. McMonagle here with you, 877-337-6666. Back with your phone calls next, right here on The Fan.